Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I hope you'll take advantage of that, folks. A lot of work, a lot of effort goes into making that available to you for free. Everything there is free unless you decide to buy a book. It's all available, all the different ways that you can listen to the show. If you hear the show on the radio, and you want to go back later and hear something that one of our Brain Trust members said, or you know, maybe even the chance that you might want to hear something I said over again. That could happen. And then all you got to do is go back to the replay for that day on the website, or you can go back and find the archive of that interview if you remember the name of the person who was on the show that day, or even the topic. You should be able to noodle around, and especially if you know the date of the show or about the date of the show. There are a lot of different ways you can find what was said. We record those things and put them up on the website so that you can use that capability whatever you want to. And so I hope you'll take advantage of that. And even if you're looking for doing some research, you're trying to educate yourself on a lot of different areas, you can go and listen to what we've said in the past many years, several years, in some of the archives that are in our library. They go back all the way back to 1999. Many of our archives do. So hope you'll take advantage of that. That's at jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Okay, I want to talk about, by the way, one other quick thing. Today is the 100th anniversary of the Rotary Club. Mr. Paul Harris and a group of other guys founded the Rotary Club in Chicago 100 years ago today, and that was a great day in history. And in the next hour, I'm going to have a few things to say about that. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure I got that out this hour. Okay, I want to continue our series, our series on New Year's resolutions for you and for me. And this week I'm in the technology section of that series, and I'm at resolution number 3, and this is that I resolve to focus on technology solutions first and staffing second as I scale my organization up and out. Now, small businesses create most of the net new jobs in America and around the world. The small businesses are creating jobs left and right, and I'm so proud of small business owners because of what they're doing. But your real job is to maximize efficiencies. Your real operating job is not necessarily to hire people. It's to maximize efficiencies and make sure that your company can be as successful as possible so that you can keep the employees that you have. And in the 20th century, the way companies leveraged their dreams, the way they grew, was by adding people and buildings and rolling stock and things like that. That was the 20th century model. In the 21st century, we leverage our dreams differently. We leverage it more with different things that make us productive. And primarily that's technology. And I'll give you an example. Let me give you one little example of how this might work in a company. Let's say that you are a company, you've got 20 employees, and you have two employees assigned to take care of customer service, to follow up on orders that customers have made, to sort of be an expediter type of thing. You have two people in your company, and that's their job. And your business is good. Your business is growing. And you find that you need to be able to take care of those customers. You got more customers to take care of. You got more business to take care of. And so the customer care department is basically having trouble keeping up with all the demand for people checking on their orders and making sure everything's okay and taking care of complaints or whatever it might be. Well, in the 20th century, for a small business, the first thing you would think of and the first thing you would absolutely do would be to figure out how to hire a third person. And even though maybe you only need a part-timer, you're concerned about, you might be concerned about whether you could actually find a part-timer to do what you wanted to do, and you know that in a year or so, that person is going to be, that you're going to need a full-timer, so you might as well go ahead and bite the bullet and hire a full-time third customer care person. Well, in the 21st century, because of the technology that's available, because of the applications out there, instead of hiring that third person, you should be able to find customer relationship management software. You should be able to find the capability to add the ability for customers to check their own orders online, for customers to do some of their own customer care online whenever they want to, 24/7, through the internet and through your own some software that makes your customer care operation more efficient. There's an excellent chance that instead of hiring the third person and basically adopting them, you could buy this technology. You could rent maybe the technology that would make the two people that you have more efficient, as well as so that they can actually take care of more tasks in that assignment, as well as get your customers to take care of themselves a little bit. Every single thing that a customer needs to know doesn't have to have a response from one of your human beings from 8 to 5. And as you know, more and more people, more and more of your customers understand that. This was a hard sell 5 years ago to get customers to go in and sort of take care of themselves. It still is for some people, but the culture is changing. People are used to checking their own balances at the bank. They're used to going online and checking on an order with some of the larger companies, for example, to see how a shipment is going with FedEx or UPS or something like that. They're used to that now. So instead of hiring, and this is just one example, folks, of many scenarios where instead of hiring a person to take care of the growth that you're experiencing, think about technology first and people second. I got a couple more things to say about that. We come back, and then I'm going to move over to number four, resolution number four, which is a little bit more about high touch instead of high tech. 20 after, stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We're talking about technology. We're talking about how technology can really make a difference for you. And I want you to think about this. If it costs you $5,000, if it costs you $10,000, even though it shouldn't, to buy software, to buy technology and hardware and software, that will allow your people to be more productive and without hurting your relationship with your customers, that's a better deal than hiring a whole new employee. But you got to make all that work together. You got to figure out how to make all that work together. Because once you pay for that software and hardware, other than maintenance, other than, upgrades, you don't have to pay for Social Security. You don't have to pay for vacations. Somebody might be saying, well, wait a minute, that's not very nice. You need to hire more people. We got people who need a job. Okay, fair enough. But you know what? It's not your responsibility as a small business owner to save the world, even though you do in many ways. It's your responsibility to make sure that the people that you have working for you have the maximum opportunity to stay working for you. And so part of what I'm talking about, folks, is not just about helping you grow your business. It's also about staying competitive. It's also about gaining a competitive advantage. It's also about survival. Because I can promise you, the people you're competing against, they're listening too. And they're paying attention to these things too. So I encourage you to seek efficiencies at all levels. And by leveraging technology and intellectual property more, and hard assets, which includes, in the broad sense, it includes the people that you hire. All right, let's move over to number four, resolution number four. I resolved, now this might sound a little bit counterintuitive for you. I resolved to never forget that when it comes to the customer, the wonders of technology, the wonders of high tech, are no substitute for the value of high touch. Now, I just got through saying I wanted you to get your customers to touch your technology more than before. But what you have to remember is that my rule for that is never let your customers touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. Have you ever gone to a place where they wanted you to use the technology, but it really wasn't easy for you to use, and they didn't train you, they didn't help you understand how they wanted you to use your technology? Have you ever noticed that? I have. So that's a mistake. So earlier, well, one of the things that I want to remind you about is something that John Nesbitt said in his book, his 1982, I think, book, Megatrends. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, you've heard me say this before probably, we will always gravitate towards high tech, but we will always want high touch. Again, I'm paraphrasing. High tech, yes, absolutely, it's the way of the future. High touch, we're never going to not want high touch. So customers are still going to want to feel like you've touched them. They still are going to want to feel like that you're there for them, that you're helping them. But if you can figure out a way to get them to use your technology because it's to their advantage, for example, as you've heard me talk about before, if they can check their order at 10 o'clock at night when your customer service people are at home not working, that's an advantage to them. So if in the middle of the day they want to call George in your customer service department, then that's fine. And you give them that option. Please call us. We'd love to hear from you. Because also, George might actually be able to sell them something while they're checking on one order. He can sell them something else. But if you would like to check your order at night or at midnight or on a holiday or on a weekend, we have that capability too. Now, that's a benefit for them. That's an advantage for them. And what you've done, not only have you given them an advantage, meaning that you didn't say, okay, you have to use this capability to find out the information. That's the only way we offer it. You actually give them, as a small business, you need to give them both ways, the high tech and the high touch. And so in the process of delivering that benefit, you're also training your customers to use the technology. And if the technology is good and if it works, guess what? They'll use it more and more. And so all of a sudden you'll find George and Susan over in the customer care department, you'll find that the technology, as it works, it's giving them back some of their time. But you got to make sure, folks, that you never substitute high tech for high touch when it's necessary. Remember what we talked about when we talked about the marketplace. Your relationship with customers is all about them. It's all about the WIFM, isn't it? What's in it for me? And any technology that doesn't deliver an acceptable answer to the customer's question, whatever that what's in it for me, should never touch a customer. I believe that very much. And so I encourage you to use technology, use it to your advantage, leverage it, find efficiencies. Buy technology, employ technology first, and hire people to support the technology. But also remember that your customers are human beings, and they still like high touch. You have a balance there that you have to strike. So check that out and give it a try, and let me know how it turns out. 29 after, I'm going to be right back with our good friend Rich Galen after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.